Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So it's 5 down, 9 to go in the vote to fill Ireland's 14 MEP seats. So far, Fine Gael have won 2 seats for Sean Kelly and Regina Doherty, and it's 1 each for Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin and Labour, with Barry Andrews, Lynn Boylan and Éan Oireachtain getting elected in Dublin. In Ireland South, Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher is on course to take the second seat. There are 5 others, including sitting MEPs Grace O'Sullivan and Mick Wallace, in the hunt for the last 3 seats, while in Midlands North West, all 5 seats remain unfilled, with independent Luke Ming Flanagan in pole position ahead of both Fine Gael candidates and Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan. The last seat is a 3-way shootout between Sinn Féin's Michelle Gildernew, Fianna Fáil's Lisa Chambers and independent Ireland's Ciarán Mullooly. Well, let's talk now to Minister for Higher Education and Fine Gael TD for Limerick County, Minister Patrick O'Donovan. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire. Morning to your listeners.
And thanks for joining us this morning. One of the talking points today is the fact that we'll have no Irish Green MEP going to Europe this time out. Eamon Ryan has already spoken, we know, to your party leader about how your colleagues attacked the Greens in the campaign, saying they were dictatorial and autocratic. Now, whatever you and your colleagues might think of them, attacking your coalition partners in the midst of an election campaign, is that not beyond the pale?
Well, first of all, as you say, there are seats left to be filled and there's a number of people in the hunt. And from our perspective, from Fine Gael's perspective, this has been a really good local election and European election. Every other party, I'm sure, will speak for themselves. But like, we're in the hunt for 4 seats in Europe and we have 245 seats in the councils. And if I had been on with you 6 weeks ago and said that, You'd probably have been saying that this fella's deluded because, you know, it was game, set and match for a particular political party and everybody bought into that narrative, but the people of Ireland didn't buy into it. So we're very pleased with our outcome, particularly pleased with my own outcome in County Limerick.
OK, and on the question that I asked you, though, about what's happening within the coalition, this is a really important conversation, particularly as we're coming up to a general election, whenever that might be, it'll be within a couple of months. What's going on with the Greens?
Well, in a coalition, coalitions are what they are. They're distinct entities of political parties who have their own platforms and who try to convince the electorate at particular times, whether it's at midterms, Europeans or by-elections, to vote for them and their distinct identity. You know, we're often accused on radio programmes up and down the country that there's no difference between anybody. But like Fine Gael fought what I believe was a very a vibrant, energetic campaign under our new leader that's obviously sticking out a mile. And, you know, we have the fruits of it now with 245 seats. But I'm very conscious of the fact here that, you know, we lost councillors, every party lost councillors, some parties lost MEPs. And this morning, you know, while it is a blood sport that's for spectators only and I know political hacks love the spectacle of the row after the fact, I'm very conscious of the fact that there are candidates, former MEPs, former councillors who are listening to this programme and other programmes and who are very wounded and who are very sore. And, I don't think just 24 hours into it is the time to be rubbing salt in anybody's wound, to be honest about it.
I don't think anyone is doing that, but it was Eamon Ryan who, you know, contacted your party leader to discuss how your colleagues were behaving in the campaign after it was said that the Green Party were being dictatorial and autocratic. Now, Simon Harris's response was that people are allowed to have an opinion, but you have to be fair. Do you think it was fair to say those types of things about the Green Party?
I'd agree with the Taoiseach. I think people are entitled to have opinions, but I do think people need to be fair as well. And I also think that people need to be cognizant of the fact that, you know, we work in the confines of a programme for government. There are things that we want to do, there are things that Fianna Fáil want to do, and there are things that the Green Party want to do that each and one of the others might have the particular ministry for, and they might from time to time cause some frustration. But bear in mind, all of that aside, these three parties that everybody had, particularly some media commentators, had consigned to doomsday between them got 50% of the vote last Friday, which is a resounding endorsement of the work that's been done, given the fact that ordinarily, if you go back to 1991, 1995 and local elections in between, it was always the other way around that the electorate said, you know, that there was particular elements they were not happy with. But to get 50% of the vote on the local elections, and we still don't know what the final count will be in terms of the number of seats to be filled by Europe.
That's not saying that this
is a government that's out in touch with people.
But what is the proposition for people in the general election? I mean, are the Greens fair game now? Is that what you're saying to them? Senior hurling, you know, you have to take what's coming to you because Fine Gael are just going to go out there and will go for whoever's getting in the way of votes.
Well, if you go back over your tapes, and I'm sure you have them, one of the TDs that was most to the fore, representing the most rural constituency in Ireland, to ask people in Fine Gael and outside of the party to form a government when other people wanted to walk away from it, shirk their responsibilities, call public meetings and say, we won the election, but no one will come into government, even though they didn't, was me. I have always been a strong advocate for this government. I've always been a strong advocate for Fine Gael being in government. I don't believe that you seek election to Dáil Éireann to get into opposition like some people who sit on the fence for so long, you know, they have splinters in their backside. I don't believe that that's what politics is about at all. I believe politics is about trying to be in government and making a decisive difference on behalf of the people who vote for you. But in Ireland, because of the single transferable vote and proportional representation, that also involves compromise along the lines of respect within government. And that's what we have done over the last 4 years as a party in government, and that's what we're going to continue to do for the remainder of the government. And we'll seek a mandate based on our performance in government over a five-year period. And that's where Fine Gael is at the moment.
So are you concerned then that we won't have a Green voice? We may not. Now, we're waiting final outcome, of course, but we may not have a Green voice representing Ireland in the European Parliament. You concerned about that?
Each individual political party, you know, it goes out to maximise its own vote. But I mean, to suggest that, you know, that the four or three or four, however many MEPs we wind up with, are somehow a bunch of flat earthers, I think is totally disingenuous. Like, every party, including my own, is concerned about climate change and the impact that it's having. I've been on your programme on umpteen occasions, for instance, talking about a particular small hamlet in County Roscommon. Not that your listeners won't know it, Loch Funchina in County Roscommon.
We've talked about that a lot on this programme.
Yeah, we have, and we've talked about Middleton as well. And, you know, thanks to the work that RTE did, we know, when I was in the Office of Public Works, that climate change had a massive bearing on what happened in the Middleton flood. Now, only but for the grace of God that it wasn't at night time or that it wasn't at high tide, lives would have been lost. So I spent the last 4 years, for instance, in my previous job, advocating for climate adaptation at a far faster pace. Thankfully, that's now going to become a reality with the planning bill that some people are still trying to frustrate and dissolve.
So Fine Gael can do the job of the Greens, that's what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying every individual party brings something to the table. But to say that we're all climate deniers is not the case. I live in a very rural community where farmers are the custodians of the land, where they know the land and they know nature and they know biodiversity better than anybody. Mm-hmm. And they know that, you know, from last July to probably about 6 weeks ago, it rained continuously, in my part of the world anyway, in County Limerick. And they knew that this is an abnormal activity and it's getting worse.
I was looking back on what Dan Boyle said about you when you raised concerns about the Nature Restoration Law. You wanted it debated at a national level. This, I'm talking about the Green Party councillors, people will know. He called you a fool.
Yeah, and you know something, I didn't respond to it because, you know, and one of the things I don't get involved in is bun fights on social media. I think, you know, it's enough of a cesspit without people getting involved in it. And I think it's not helpful to be, you know, calling people names in a political forum. But what I do know is from talking to my neighbours who are the custodians of the land, they know the land better than anybody. They know that our climate has changed and changed beyond comparison to when they were young lads and young women going to school themselves, and they're playing their part. And if you just look in terms of what they've done over a short period of time, in the last 2 years, the amount of fertiliser, for instance, artificial fertiliser, has dropped in this country by 30%. And it's dropped by bringing people with you. They don't need to be preached.
Yeah, but we're,
they don't need to be lectured.
We'll be talking about water quality and the fact that nothing has changed on that score. Patrick O'Donovan, I need to let you go to move on.
But when you're asking about that, the role that local authorities and municipal wastewater treatment plants play in that, is something that is never spotlighted. Okay. It is always blame the farmer.
All right. Thank you very much, Minister Patrick O'Donovan. I have Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly with us now, who's also was a candidate for Midlands North West in the European elections. And thank you for joining us this morning. Just on Patrick O'Donovan's point there, that the elected candidates, and they may not at the moment certainly have a Green amongst them, especially at European level, they're not flat earthers, is what he is saying. Do you agree with that, that the job of protecting the environment can continue without an Irish Green MEP?
Look, I mean, I'm more concerned with the issues than whether somebody is or isn't a flat earther. I certainly have never called any of my colleagues that. And I think even dropping it into a conversation makes the suggestion that somebody has said that when they haven't, clearly. The frustration, I guess, and it's an ongoing frustration, is that when you are in coalition, you work with other people and you pull them along on this journey that we have to make as a country in relation to being resilient when it comes to climate and also restoring nature. But it wouldn't be happening without the Green Party. And of course, absolutely everybody is important on that journey. But I think we have to be honest about this, that many of those things had not been happening before this government. So that's the kind of critical place that it plays a role.
Okay.
It is about negotiation and compromise in order to get the best outcome for the future.
This call that Eamon Ryan made to Simon Harris about how some of the Fine Gael candidates were speaking about the Green Party, did you experience any of that yourself on the campaign trail?
Oh, look, I mean, absolutely. But it's not solely to do with government partners. There is, I suppose, an old style approach to politics, which is about attacking other people and making some kind of suggestion that somehow other people don't care about either rural Ireland or about the day-to-day issues for people, and nothing could be further from the truth, without any evidence, I might add. But we're coming out of a campaign now. I take the approach that, you know, I'm honest, have integrity, but really this is about the issues, this is about the policies, this is about what you can do at a European level, and the majority of the laws that impact us in terms of climate come from Europe.
What does this say about the future of this coalition post the next general election?
Well, I can't honestly answer about, you know, after another general election, who's going to be in. What we've said is we didn't set out with saying, here's the people we want to go in with. What we set out last time, and I was involved in those negotiations myself, and as you know, I'm now chair of the party, so it's critical that we work together. But what we set out to do was to say, here's what we need to happen.
Yeah, but this isn't working together.
Yes,
I mean, you spoke there about the cut and thrust of a campaign, and you would expect opposition parties to have a right good go at you. But when you're in government with somebody, you can't have your government partners out on the campaign trail throwing insults and saying that you're behaving in an autocratic and dictatorial way. That's not acceptable, surely, to you.
Well, no, and I mean, I gave comments myself to say that I believe that it was a misstep from Fine Gael. I hope that they have learned that.
Was it just Fine Gael?
No, it wasn't.
It was Fianna Fáil as well.
Was correct. It was. You know, certainly in Midlands North West. I push back and give as hard as I get, but I don't think that it should be. It should descend into that. I think really this is about the fact that you have to be responsible as a politician, not make it just about whether you win a seat or you don't win a seat, but to be honest with people about what needs to happen and what you're going to do to support people through a transition.
So you're saying in Midlands North West you had three Fianna Fáil candidates, two Fine Gael candidates, all gunning for the Greens?
Well, I won't say that in every instance, no. But I mean, there's certainly it is on the record that one particular Fine Gaeler did have a go at the Greens, or Fianna Fáiler, should I say. I've pushed back, but you know, coming out of this, I think people want a different style of politics. I would hope that we will see a different style of politics. as things progress. But
did anyone phone Micheál Martin about that situation?
Well, look, we're not finished this. We're not finished this election yet, but we'll see what comes from that. But look, in the end of the day, this is what we've been used to in politics in Ireland. I think people would have expected that the Green vote would be decimated, and it wasn't. And I think that's what the pundits are saying. So I don't think that it's had any significant impact, that kind of language. I think people are more, they're more discerning than that.
Right.
Unfortunately, and we see.
But you're not ruling out asking Eamon Ryan to have a word with Micheál Martin about a spat over offshore wind farms that you had with Lisa Chambers. Is that where we're at?
Oh, look. I mean, Eamon Ryan's been quite clear that he believed that it was a misrepresentation of the facts. But and I've been quite clear about that. And then you move on. I mean, we'll see who gets elected. But at the end of the day, what we see is that Kieran Cuff, he was in the top four in terms of his first preferences in Dublin. Unfortunately, he was pipped at the post, but it's not as if people's interest in green politics has gone away. What I actually think has happened here in this election is other things came to the fore, and climate and the environment came back into the media, into the attention probably in the last few days, but it wasn't enough, and that's just honestly what I believe has happened here.
All right.
But I think that once other things recede, I think that real importance of having those conversations around climate will come to the fore again over the next coming months.
Pauline O'Reilly, thank you for joining us. Green Party, Senator and Chair of the Party there.